This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of synovium and synovial fluid from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. The synovium functions to mediate nutrient exchange between blood and joint fluid. As far as the composition of synovium, it contains vascularized connective tissue that is porous and lacks a basement membrane. Again, the synovium is composed of vascularized connective tissue that's porous and lacks a basement membrane. The cell types in the synovium include type A cells, type B cells, and type C cells. Type A cells are derived from macrophages. They are non-fixed cells with antigen-presenting ability. They are located in the superficial layer, and they are important in phagocytosis. Again, type A cells are important in phagocytosis. Type B cells are fibroblast-like cells. They have a rich, rough endoplasmic reticulum and dendritic processes that reach out to the joint surface. They are located at various depths, frequently in the deeper layer, and they produce synovial fluid. Specifically, they produce hyaluronic acid, fibronectin, and collagen. Again, type B cells produce synovial fluid, specifically hyaluronic acid, fibronectin, and collagen. Finally, type C cells are intermediate cell types that have an unknown function and origin. They may serve as a multipotent precursor to either type A or type B synovial cells. Now, let's go over synovial fluid in a bit more detail. The function of synovial fluid is to lubricate articular cartilage and provide nourishment through diffusion. Again, synovial fluid functions to lubricate the articular cartilage and provide nourishment through diffusion. As far as the origin of synovial fluid, it is made from an ultrafiltrate of blood plasma. It is regulated by the synovium, and keep in mind the healthy knee contains approximately 2 milliliters of synovial fluid. So again, the origin of synovial fluid is an ultrafiltrate of blood plasma. It's regulated by the synovium, and remember that the healthy knee contains approximately 2 milliliters of synovial fluid. Synovial fluid consists of hyaluronan, lubricin, proteinase, collagenases, and prostaglandins. With respect to hyaluronan, the uridine diphosphoglucose dehydrogenase enzyme is critical for its synthesis. Again, the uridine diphosphoglucose dehydrogenase enzyme is critical for the synthesis of hyaluronan. Lubricin is a key lubricating glycoprotein, and it reduces the coefficient of friction within the joint. Again, lubricin is a key lubricating glycoprotein and reduces the coefficient of friction within the joint. As far as biomechanics, synovial fluid exhibits non-Newtonian flow characteristics. Again, synovial fluid exhibits non-Newtonian flow characteristics, and specifically the viscosity coefficient is not a constant, the fluid is not linearly viscous, and viscosity increases as the shear rate decreases. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 45-year-old patient presents to your clinic for evaluation of knee pain. He has been told he has osteoarthritis and has significant pain with knee range of motion. Which of the following components of synovial fluid is most responsible for reducing the coefficient of friction in a native knee joint? And the choices are 1, decorin, 2, lubricin, 3, scleraxis, 4, agrucan, and 5, cathepsin. The correct answer to this question is 2, lubricin. So lubricin is a hyaluronic acid binding proteoglycan found in synovial fluid that reduces the coefficient of friction between the surfaces of the joint. To quickly review, lubricin reduces the friction between the surfaces in the joint, leading to decreased shear forces transmitted to the hyaline cartilage. It is a glycoprotein that is produced by the chondrocytes in the superficial zone and is not a primary component of the extracellular matrix. A deficiency in lubricin has been associated with early onset arthritis. Schumacher et al. First discovered what is now known to be lubricin by studying the superficial zone of bovine articular cartilage. The authors noted that the chondrocytes in this zone secreted this proteoglycan. In addition, they found that this molecule, or a very similar molecule, was present in synovial fluid and moreover could serve as a functional metabolic marker for chondrocytes of the superficial zone of articular cartilage. Jay et al. analyzed the synovial fluid in both normal and lubricin deficient samples and found that the subdiffusive and elastic behavior of synovial fluid at physiological shear rates was absent in fluid from a patient who lacked lubricin. They concluded that lubricin provided synovial fluid with an ability to dissipate strain energy induced by physiologic motion, which is a chondroprotective feature distinct from boundary lubrication. To quickly go over the incorrect answers for this question, answer 1, decorin is incorrect, as decorin is the most abundant proteoglycan in tendons and is responsible for the regulation of collagen fiber diameter. Answer 3, scleraxis is incorrect, as scleraxis is an important transcription factor for both tendon and ligament production and is also a negative regulator for bone formation by inhibiting osteoblastogenesis. Answer 4, aggrecan is incorrect, as aggrecan is a proteoglycan that prevents swelling pressure against the restraint of collagen and helps distribute pressure evenly to articular cartilage. And finally, answer 5, cathepsin is incorrect, as cathepsin is a proteolytic enzyme produced by osteoclasts that digests organic matrix found at the ruffled border of the bone. And moving on to the final question, a healthy human knee normally contains approximately 2 milliliters of synovial fluid. What cell produces synovial fluid? And the choices are 1, type A synovial cell, 2, type B synovial cell, 3, type C synovial cell, 4, chondrocyte, and 5, fibrochondrocyte. The correct answer to this question is 2, type B synovial cell. So synovial fluid is made by the fibroblast-like type B synovial cell. Type A synovial cells are important phagocytic cells. Recently, a type C synovial cell has been identified and found to be an intermediate, non-functional cell of unknown significance. Chondrocytes support the cartilage, which immediately surrounds them. The fibrochondrocyte is the cell responsible for meniscal healing. In their study, Schwartz and Hills described the production of synovial fluid as the key function of the type B synoviocytes. In addition, they identified the role of proteolipids in boundary lubrication within synovial fluid and provide a comparison between the function of such proteolipids in the synovial fluid with their function in the lung. They hypothesized, based on data presented in the study, that exogenous administration of surface-active phospholipids may be beneficial in the treatment of arthritis. That's all for this review about synovium and synovial fluid. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.